Can't be serious. Coming up here next segment. What'd you find out, Mitch?
All right, so I was reading an article. I mean, I don't know if this is official or not, but it's a number. Saying the average Pokemon Go player catches 40 a day, and Tyler did the math for us since the game's been out about 11 months. So the average player has caught 13,200.
Yeah, no, but there's people aren't playing every day. There's no people stop. People played for like 2 months and then stopped.
There's like 6 million people that play every day, and there's like five times that amount that say that they play at least every month. So,
but how many people were there at its peak? I mean, it was like it was way more than that.
Oh, yeah.
I remember having this conversation.
Well, it's been downloaded. I mean, it's the most popular mobile game of all time, but it's been downloaded like 100. Well, what is it? I'm going to have to look this up now. It's insane. And they're trying to rejuvenate it this summer with a bunch of promotions and stuff that they're putting on for the one-year anniversary that's coming up next month.
Man, I'm proud to say never downloaded it.
Yeah, me neither.
Never went down that
path.
Never
even been a Pokemon fan.
I really wasn't a huge one, but I just started, you know, checking out the game, and yeah. We are over 700 million downloads worldwide.
Oh, God. If there are multiple people that have really downloaded 13,000 of those things, help us all.
That's... Yeah, you're getting pretty close to a get-off-my-lawn kind of take right there.
Yeah, sure, whatever. I'm almost 28. I can start dropping some get-off-my-lawn statements if I want to.
Almost 1 in 10 of the world's population has downloaded Pokemon Go.
Okay, we got to stop. That's killing me. That is killing me. Why? All right, here's this tweet. I don't have the audio from this, but this also apparently came from yesterday. With Bill Snyder speaking at the Topeka Cat Packer event. D. Scott Fritchin, our friend from GoPowerCat.com, tweeted, if it's too hot at K-State's opener September 2nd, Bill Snyder says he might retreat to the press box. He cites ice cream as a drawing point. Now, some humor in that response, but obviously there is something of substance there that Bill Snyder may be spending part of the first game of the season in the press box. We saw him spend part of the spring game in the press box, which resulted in somewhat cryptic press conference with some questions being asked about that. But certainly I think most of us had to realize this was a possibility, I would think. You know, and especially early in the season, late in the season when weather is going to be a factor as well. And earlier on in the season, still closer to the recovery from the treatment that he has had with his cancer treatment that has gone on this summer. So it would make some sense to me if we did see that. And especially, you know, early on, September 2nd, a game that I know he's not going to view it this way, and the team shouldn't view it this way, but that's a game where you can potentially work some more kinks out with this whole thing, see how that works, just see how the logistics of everything would work. The spring game, I'm sure, gave them some insight into doing that, and now if you were doing it in the season opener September 2nd, it wouldn't be as much of a new thing, a variable that you wouldn't be able to control if you sprung it on K-State in the Oklahoma game, for instance, middle of conference play.
It will also, you know, for better or worse, it's going to give Sean Snyder an opportunity to be the field general as far as on the sideline. I mean, he's going to be the guy that's in charge down there, and I know that there will be differences of opinions with that. But the headline that I liked the most from this information is that Bill Snyder cites the ice cream in the press box as one of the reasons he wants to be up there.
That's so. What you wanted to talk about with this?
Oh, yeah. Ice cream.
You were the one that pitched and lobbied for us to bring this up, and I thought you told me there was legitimate news here, and then
I think it's legitimate
you're going with
news.
The ice cream.
I don't know how to analyze it in a really significant way, but
so we're going to talk about the ice cream trough that's up there in the press box.
It's a big deal to those of us who still like to eat sugary stuff, John. I know that you're not among us, but
if I'm coach. I mean, he knows probably more than anybody how hot it can get during those few games of the season. It can get really hot. I remember North Dakota State 2013, that was a scorcher that day.
It was very hot.
I would use it for the air conditioning, if anything.
I would just be most curious to know, after the game, if this actually happens, I would like him to share what that experience was like for him. If he enjoyed viewing the game through that viewpoint, if he hated it, I tend to think that he would hate it, but because he just hates change in general. But I would want to know what he thinks of that.
Well, I would speak to that, but I'm focused on ice cream now. Mitch, do you have a take on Bill Snyder citing ice cream as a drawing point for being up in the press box?
It is a nice ice cream.
You can get ice cream anywhere. I don't exactly buy it.
But now we think Bill Snyder is just humoring us for no reason with the ice cream comment.
I actually think he's just kind of being funny.
Ice cream is a pretty polarizing topic in the press box, and I know that you're not up there with us, but you've got the King Cone people.
Well, I mean, I am in the press box for, I come up and dump the video and like I'm not in the press box. I know what it's like.
You've got the chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwich people. It gets pretty heated sometimes.
You guys mind putting me in for a press pass this year just so I can have the ice cream?
Sure. Why not? Well, what kind of ice cream do you think Bill Snyder's going for then out of the ice cream trough, Mitch?
That's easy.
Do they have those push pops still? Like those orange push pops? I think they've got some.
They definitely used to.
They've got fudgesicles. But I think
your answer is orange push pop?
Yeah, I think so.
Is there any reason, rhyme or reason
for
this?
My grandparents on my mom's side used to love those things.
Okay.
I think it's got to be the chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwich because we know how he feels about chocolate chip cookies. That's a thing.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think of the most old school.
Oh, the old school one?
Yeah.
Neapolitan bar?
I would just say an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
Just a nice classic ice cream
sandwich. Can't go wrong with that, man.
Well, exactly. Tastes good. That'd be my guess. I think you guys are being too extravagant.
When's the last time you've had ice cream, John?
Oh, boy. It's a great question. I honestly
figured it'd been a while.
I honestly don't know.
And no, frozen yogurt doesn't count.
Yeah, I don't know. One time, like a year or two ago, you can buy, what do they call, like Arctic Zero or something, where it's like a whole pint of it has like
gelato.
200 calories and no sugar. That was the last time I ate an ice cream like substance, if that counts. I don't know. I honestly have no idea the last time I ate ice cream. Couldn't tell you.
You don't have like a milkshake or maybe like a smoothie or anything after a workout?
Sometimes they put
sherbet in there, right?
Well, not if I'm controlling it, but I try and stay away from sugar, man. Sugar's the enemy.
One of the strangest things about the K-State press box, and I love how we've stuck according to the story here in this segment, but right next to the ice cream machine is a refrigerator that just exclusively has milk and chocolate milk in it. Do you really need that right next to the ice cream? Seems kind of strange to me.
I mean, yeah, that whole corner is just like a big red blinking light telling me to stay away. So I just stay away from all that. All right, we'll get to You Can't Be Serious next. Nice work that segment, man. That was very Dan Le Batard show-esque, so I'm glad we could
indulge. We didn't mention politics once.
You Can't Be Serious is next. An update on actually one of the more fun viral stories out of K-State within the last year. We have an update on that, and You Can't Be Serious next.